Good morning. This is Paula Grandquist, and you're tuned in to Art Zany, Radio for the Imagination. Thanks so much for listening to the show that celebrates creating and stories. And we are going to get ready to tune our imaginations today. And I'm going to start off by saying, welcome aboard, mateys. Today's word is adventure, and we're off to Treasure Island this morning. I love adventures. You know, I miss setting sail aboard my imagination like I did when I was a kid. A box and a broomstick could become a rowboat, stuffed animals, your companions or the audience, a long strand of beads and a shiny, sparkly piece of clothing, and you were the belle of the ball. This kind of play was easy and rewarding, and I'm sure that that's why, as an adult, I love going to the theater, to movies, reading books, and listening to music. Each of these avenues of entertainment take me away on an adventure, and we have such a big show today that that's where I'm going to close up the opening, and we're going to start riding those waves of adventure right here on Art Zany Radio. In the studio and out in the waiting room, we have a huge crowd of folks from the Northfield Middle School production of Treasure Island. Russ Boyington is here with us. He is the Northfield Middle School Theater Advisor. Paladin?
Good morning. Either one is fine.
Oh, either one. Okay. Sorry. Tell me what you'd like, what you prefer.
Mr. Russell is what the kids call me.
The kids call you Mr. Russell. Okay, we can do that. I'm so delighted you're here. You've brought a huge crowd. I'm guessing that folks just didn't, everybody wanted to say yes, and they wanted to be here.
It was about that. Yeah, we had to select randomly.
Yeah, so that's a thrill. I'm delighted, and I hope that this is the beginning of many opportunities for lots of these kids to come back and be a part, and those that weren't were able to be here can come back and be here for another show or another production. So I want to be sure and tell you that Treasure Island opens February 17th, Friday, and also on Saturday the 18th. So you can get your tickets the nights of the show. It's at the Northfield Middle School Auditorium. Performances are at 7. Very affordable, $3 per child, $5 for adults, and it's a $10 max for families, which is a nice treat to be able to bring your whole family, because this will be a show for everybody. So we're going to jump right in and have everybody introduce themselves and tell us your name, your grade, maybe a little bit about why you love theater, and anything that you want to start off telling us about your world so people can get to know you. And we'll have three segments today with three sets of kids. And first, we're going to start with the cast of the show, Treasure Island. So why don't we start with you down here?
Okay. My name is Lola, and I am Captain Smollett in the play.
And what grade are you in?
Seventh.
Okay. And what do you love about theater?
Acting. I just love being on the stage. It's just really fun.
Excellent. So we'll get back to a little bit about who Captain Smollett is, because it's been a while since I've checked in with Treasure Island, so I'm hoping you guys can fill me in on all the details. Who do we have here?
I'm Erica Kleberger, and I'm Lieutenant Joyce in the play. I'm in seventh grade, and I love being in plays because I meet new people, and I get to like just be on stage in front of people.
Exactly. And is this your first play that you've done at the middle school?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm glad you're here with us. It's exciting. Thank you. And we have another student with us as well.
My name is Haley Kramer, and I play Lieutenant Commander Hunter. I love to be on the stage with, like, just the spotlight and all that. And like Erica said, it's kind of like a sort of like a family, because we all know each other, and we all cooperate together, and everyone's important.
Mm-hmm. That's what we're going to feature today, because we have three sets of groups. The first is the cast, and then we're going to welcome folks from backstage, and then on the third group, there'll be the control booth and makeup. So everybody, it takes everybody to make a play, and without any piece of that. But the other part that's missing is the audience. So I want you to tell me why you think people should come and see this production. Let's start over here with Lola.
I think that everyone should come because we worked very, very hard to make this happen, and it's going to be a very great show. So,
a great show indeed. Your favorite scene?
Probably the first scene that I'm in, I just like that scene because I'm, like, in charge. And in that scene, I'm, like, front and center.
And that was Captain Smollett that you play. So tell us, if someone doesn't remember his role in the production, what is he like?
He is very, how do I say it? I don't know. He is a leader. I like to be, like, loud and bold and stuff. And I think that I think that this role is really good for me. And he's the captain of the ship. So that kind of explains it.
Yeah, I like what you said there about how it's really good for you, because what does being on that, being a part of this group and, you know, having an opportunity to be able to play on stage, how does that feel? How does that make your day?
Oh, it's just really great to be part, like, of a group of people who share the same interests as me and who love doing the same things I do and with me, too. So.
Right, and that you've been rehearsing for a long time, I bet. And you do get to know each other, and having that time after school for rehearsals is kind of a great time.
Yep.
Thank you so much. Let's hear a little bit from Erica about Lieutenant Joyce and your part in the play and what people should know about that character.
Well, Lieutenant Joyce is more of a character who just, like, I guess he's a bit sassy because he just is. And then, he helps out a lot around deck, and he does a lot of other things on the deck, but I just, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm. And what is the part of the play that, you are most excited for everybody to see?
I'm really excited for people, honestly, to see the beginning of the play when, with all the whistle blowing thing, because I find it really funny, so.
Yeah, and it's good to laugh, right? And I'm next I'm going to go and talk about Commander, what was it, Hunter?
Yes.
Yes, and so Haley, tell us a little bit about that character.
Yeah, so Lieutenant Commander Hunter is, he's second in command, so I'd say he's, like, a little jealous, but otherwise, he's a really fun character to play.
And is he also a part of the leadership on the ship? And so do you get to work with these fabulous cohorts as well?
Yes, I do. So he's second in command, and so I help out a lot with them. And Lola, she's on the other cast, but I do help with Erica, and there's another girl, CJ. She plays the Quartermaster Morgan. And so, yeah, I help with them because I am their superior officer. And, yeah, Charles, the other lieutenant, the Captain Smollett, tells me what to do a lot, but, yeah.
Do you have costumes yet, or are you working on that for next week? Usually we're like a week away from, or maybe even a little more, so.
So costumes, we have them. We're working with the supplies that we had already from other productions, and then costumes were ordered for this production. So if they don't arrive in time, which is next week, one of us is going to look very silly.
Well, that's the great thing about imagination in the play is you can always make anything work. It just takes a little bit of creativity and having some fun with play.
Absolutely. I'd say one thing about both Lola and Erica, and Erica mentioned that her character is sassy, and I think the line she might be thinking of is where they inform the crew that there are pirates aboard, and Erica's character says, "As the captain tried to warn you."
So she, you know, you're in the know.
And then Lola's, at auditions, Lola got the role of the captain because I couldn't keep her out of scenes at auditions. I kept saying, "Okay, everybody, Lola, you wait here." And I would turn around and she would be in the scene anyway.
She loves being on stage.
She said it herself.
I'm
now we've underlined it.
So excited to be able to see all of you perform and in Treasure Island. I think we're going to wrap up this segment and bring in our next group. So any last words for our listeners about if they don't remember Treasure Island, why it's such a great story?
It's really amazing because it's a family-friendly show. Like, I have four younger siblings, and I know that they would all really like to come and watch ship's crew members and pirates, like, fight and just...
What more could you ask for?
Yeah.
Anything from either of you? Fabulous. It's such a pleasure to meet you. I always love having students in our studio and for you to share. I hope this is the beginning of many times that you'll be able to be with me here telling me about the next production that you're in. But folks can see Treasure Island at the Northfield Middle School Auditorium the 17th and 18th of February, Friday and Saturday. So we're going to go ahead and put on some pirate music. I found this Ultimate Swashbuckler 10 song collection from Disney, and this one is The Pirate King. So we'll go ahead and play that, and we'll be right back on Art Zany Radio.
Far to live and die, under the brave black flag I fly, and play a sanctimonious part, with a pirate head and a pirate heart. Away to the cheating world go you, where pirates are a well-to-do, but I'll be true to the song I sing, and live and die a pirate king. I am a pirate king, and it is a glorious thing to be a pirate king, for I am a pirate king, and it is a glorious thing to be a pirate king.
It is to love the pirate king, to love the pirate king.
When I sally forth to seek my prey, I help myself in a royal way. I sink a few more ships, it's true, than a well-bred monarch ought to do. But many a king on a first-class throne, if he wants to call his crown his own, must manage somehow to get through more dirtier work than ever I do. King. And it is a glorious thing to be a pirate king, for I am a pirate king. And it is a glorious thing to be a pirate king.
That was Pirate King. Thank you, Disney, for having a collection of Ultimate Swashbuckler 10-song collection. We are here on Art Zany Radio, and we are talking about Treasure Island at the Northfield Middle School. And I'm very excited to be able to have, I guess, we are next doing a group of students who are working backstage. So like we started off with the last group, I'd love for you to tell us a little bit about yourself, your name, your grade, what you love about theater, and maybe if there's anything about your world you'd love to share so people can get to know you and get excited about coming to see you on the stage. Russ is here with us again to help us out with any of the details that we need, or maybe not. Let's start down here and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, I'm Nicholas.
You know what? That was my mistake. What a terrible thing to do from the backstage crew. I forgot to hit the button. So, okay, let's jump in again. Sorry about that.
Hi, I'm Nicholas Brophy, and I work for Backstage on the production of Treasure Island. So about me, my mind is full of creativity. And I will say, Treasure Island is the perfect place for me just to, like, let it all out and just shine my love of passion, creativity, and just spread my ideas all across the floor with so much props.
Oh, that's fabulous. So what is it that we can expect to see on the stage for Treasure Island? I'm thinking of all the things. What's great about a show like this is you instantly have an idea of, you know, where you're going to be. You're probably going to be on, there's going to be some sand or a ship, or what did you have to invent?
So we definitely had to, like, really stretch out the box to find out what would work and not work in the play. So, like, we had to find, like, crates, tables, benches, poles. Since we don't really have much of the biggest budget, but we really, with our creative minds, we've really stretched around it and find pretty good props to make sure that the play is not, is almost perfection.
I think it might be. I'm excited to see it. That is incredible. Let's go ahead and keep going. We've got a couple more students here with us for this round.
Well, I'm Gracie, and
welcome, Gracie.
I also work backstage, and I just love everything about it, and just making the stuff and getting the stuff. Like what Nicholas was saying, I brought a barrel, which was pretty cool because.
Oh, yeah.
I just had a barrel on hand.
Well, that's what you can do when you get together for a play, is just find the things that are going to work. You don't have to buy everything. Everybody can invent and be creative, like Nicholas was saying. Mm-hmm. What grade are you in?
I'm in seventh grade.
And is this your first production?
No.
Oh, tell us more about your experiences.
Well, my first production was last year on Charlotte's Web for our school play with Mr. Russell as well. I worked backstage, and I loved every bit of it, and I thought it was so amazing. And so I just wanted to do it again this year.
Yeah, and tell us, what did you know about the story of Treasure Island before you?
Not much. I knew it was about pirates and treasure and, like, adventure and just stuff like that.
Exactly, and so you were signed up for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited to see where you're going to go. What was your favorite project that you worked on?
I really loved when we got to, like, when we got the treasure chest and started, like, putting everything, all, like, the gold and silver stuff, everything in them and setting them up and, yeah, just everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm delighted. It's a thrill. I can see how excited everybody is. And I know a production's going to be good when everybody is just as enthusiastic. That's a good sign. So good job, Mr. Russell. And we have another student. Let's hear more about your story.
I'm Greta. I'm in seventh grade, and I really like doing backstage because, like Nicholas said, like, we just get to make a lot of the props, and so it's nice to, like, let your creativity shine through and, like, put it into the props.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the things that you've worked on?
Well, right now I'm making a sign for the inn at the beginning of the play. Sometimes it's just perfecting the set pieces that we already have, like, you know, turning them the right way towards the audience, that sort of thing. And, yeah.
So you are all dealing a lot with the perspective, right? Trying to help the audience be immersed into the story and help the story move along because of the interactions that, you know, the characters have with your props. Mm-hmm. And that is such an essential piece of the puzzle. Are you also learning about in between, are there set changes and different acts that you have to, you know, work and set up the stage?
Yeah.
Oh, Russell is I'm getting a sign.
Very much,
yes,
so.
Well, tell us more,
is.
Nicholas.
So for what we get to do, we basically have to, like, so all the lights go out, and then basically everyone has to scramble for their lives to get everything out and throw everything in, make sure it's placed right, not like off-balanced, or it has to be exactly centered. And there's, like, giant shelves. Russell has to move a good chunk of them.
Yeah.
Basically, it can be kind of dangerous, but also not. So far, our record time to get everything out and in is 2 minutes. We're trying to make sure we can get down to, like, 1 minute for the final show.
Yeah.
We hope we have enough time because we've been running on crunch time.
I'm curious. Do you choreograph that?
Well, we kind of work on what we're going to, like, move first, and we work mainly on how much time it takes us. Like, I've been timing it, and our best was 2 minutes and 8 seconds, so, and we're doing we're doing pretty well because we have a lot of backstage helpers and people, so it's really easy to move everything, and Russell definitely helps because we need that for, like, every, like, all the giant shelves and the treasure chest. It's like one of the hardest ones, but we've got ropes to pull them, so it's, yeah.
See, and I think that's such an amazing part. And the goal, too, I suspect, is you don't want the audience to know or draw attention to that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So how do you do that? Tell me a little bit. Let's see. Greta, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So everybody who works backstage has to wear all black because the curtains are black and we really want to, like, blend in while the whites are out, especially. So it just, like, really, like, tries to add to the whole, like, essence of the play. If not, you know, we're mostly, like, we're not supposed to be seen. So we wear all black except for when we're extras, when we wear our costumes.
And so what skill have you learned by being a part of this production? What is something that you've tried that's new?
Mostly, I'd have to say, like, walking quietly.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
How do you learn that? I wasn't expecting that.
Well, you know, it's something like you have to take your shoes off, mm-hmm. and then you're just in your socks on that slippery wood floor.
Mm-hmm. What was that?
You just slide across the floor, basically.
Yeah. Like, because you want to, like go fast, but you only have your socks on, so you have to, like, run quietly, which is kind of hard because, like, you're trying to run, but you can't stop.
And then you stub your toe. And mm-hmm. just
Wow. This is an aspect that I had not thought about the theater. So you've taught me something. Yeah. That's fabulous. For those that are listening and want to come to the play, what would you say to encourage them to come and make sure that they see this show and put it on their calendar? We'll start with you, Nicholas.
I think they should definitely appreciate the fact of just how much that goes into the play, because there's so many elements that is just, like, off of what's actually happening, like backstage, tech. There's so many parts that come into a play that I feel like people will really enjoy once it finally all comes together in the final act. And I guess to me, I think once people see it, they just see how much kids have poured their hearts into this play, even if just it seems simple on the outside, but on the inside, it's just like jumble of brains combined together to make one of the best plays that I've ever been in my entire life.
That's a good sell. Thank you. How about for you, Gracie?
I think because the actors, I've been watching them. We all have, and they're doing, like, really well. And last year we didn't have microphones to use, so that was harder because they really had to yell and talk loudly, and I bet their voices hurt at the end. But now we have microphones, so it'll be easier for grandparents to hear it. And yeah,
that's a big plug. Yeah, mm-hmm. that Northfield Middle School auditorium is a beautiful space.
Yes. It's spectacular.
Yeah, it is. Really so is. People need to see that. What would you say for Greta about making sure that people come to the show and see your work?
Well, I think, like, it's really nice because there's a lot of work that's been put into it, obviously, with everybody, like, combined, like, just so much, like, passion, especially. And I think combined with, like, the actors' work, the backstage work, and, like, the costumes and makeup and, like, the tech with the spotlights and sound cues, I think it's really just going to be a really awesome show to watch and experience.
I think so as well. And that was a good transition that you said, because our next group of folks are from the control booth and makeup. And I'm trying to figure out, I think I'll pick this Pirates of the Black Tide and go ahead and put that one on. So thank you very much for being here. What a thrill it is. I can't wait to see this show. I think you guys are spectacular, and I love your enthusiasm. I can tell it's going to be an incredible show.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. When we bring in the next group, we're going to turn on this music. We've got some of the Ultimate Swashbuckler 10-Song Collection. I picked Pirates of the Black Tide. Here we go.
All right.
No birthday cake if you want our employ.
And to be like us
is a mistake you will enjoy when pirates rule the sea.
The world's a better place.
We're the Pirates of the Black Tide. We're a wonderful. dreadful disgrace. We're the mythical, pinnacle state left of
your worstest dream.
A vocabulary word.
A tyrannical, mechanical, and people say that we smell like death, and you can't take that away.
Yes, we're your worst fear, and we know where you hide.
We've hidden there before.
We don't care how hard you cry.
We're the bottom of the barrel
when it comes to raising kids. We're the pirates from the North Pole. We know just what you did.
All right, that was Pirates of the Black Tide. Good music to transition us here on Arts A&E Radio. We are talking today about Treasure Island at the Northfield Middle School, and I'm really excited. This is the third group of students from the show. I appreciate you sticking around. It's hard to do these segments in such short bursts because there's so much excitement, and I love sharing that. I think this is probably the most we've had for anyone play in the studios. That's why we had to break it up into a couple different groups. So thank you very much for being here. I'm going to go ahead and open up the mics and have you introduce yourselves. Tell us your name, your grade, a little bit about yourself, and what you love about being in the theater. We'll start down here.
Hi, my name is Ella Summers. I'm in eighth grade, and my love for theater kind of started around second grade when I started this theater group called Prairie Fire Children's Theater. Mm. I love that group. It's kind of like it's kickstarted it. I've always loved plays ever since then. And this is like my 10th production.
Wow. Yeah. So you've done what have been favorite roles or parts of being in a production that you remember?
When I was in seventh grade in the fall, Prairie Fire, we did a production of Aladdin. I was the Sultan, which was a lot of fun. The Sultan was a very kind of crazy character, and which is very reflecting on me because I'm a very crazy person.
And so being on stage or being in a play, it lets you get some of that energy out. Yeah. And I love that you've stuck with it this long. Imagine how many more productions you can be in. So thank you for being here. Mm-hmm. It's a thrill. Let's keep going.
Hi, my name's Amira Nasri, and I'm in sixth grade. And I've also done a couple of Prairie Fire plays, and I just really love the creativity that goes into plays. So, yeah, I like being costumes and makeup because we get to, like, kind of put together the costumes and do the makeup.
Mm-hmm. And so you're working backstage for this production.
Yes.
So what is it that you are what look are you going for when you're working on your makeup for this cast?
Well, we usually do kind of like smoky eye kind of, like for pirates, and like probably a couple scars on their face to make it look like they're actual pirates, and yeah, it's really fun.
And so how do you learn those skills?
Well, we just kind of pinpoint it, like, okay, this is what we want it to look like, so we'll just try our best.
Yeah, that's the thing I think that's always interesting about theater makeup is you have to realize that, you know, the audience is so far away and you have to do something different. They wouldn't, you know, look as they would in public if they're going out for a night, out for dinner, and you have to kind of accentuate things.
Yeah, we have to make it look very bold and dark.
Yeah, so that's really fun to learn about. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
That's got to be great. And we have another student here too. Tell us about yourself.
I'm Lily. I'm in eighth grade, and I work with the Spotlights. And my love for theater, I did a couple productions at, like, third grade. So that's where I got
This is an experienced crew. I love it. And so you mentioned that you do the Spotlights, and that is, there would not be a play, right, if you didn't have your order and have everything in. Tell me about, because one thing I've always wondered about is how do you get your cues about when to change the light, turn it off, turn it on?
It's in our playbook or our script. It's got like the music cues and light cues, like light dim, light off, just mainly that stuff.
And so do you have a big board that you're operating when you do that?
Right now we have two machines that we have to move the spotlights. That's basically all we have right now.
And I would imagine that it's something you have to pay very close attention to what's happening on stage. Because sometimes actors might, you know, move a little differently, or things don't go quite the way you thought. You have to be on top of what's happening.
Yeah, it's we have to follow people and stay in one spot.
How do you practice that?
Just practice, I guess.
And so have they done the run-throughs with the tech crew yet? Is that coming up this next week?
I think it's coming up.
That's incredible. I tell you, I think that the if everybody could understand what it takes to get a play together and how essential each of those roles that we featured today is to making the production, it's so important because everybody contributes to making it a success. And so tell me a little about why, what people will see that you want them of your work that's going to be during the production that you want to highlight. We'll start over again with Ella.
So I'm the stage manager, so I've also been kind of working with both cast and crews, trying to make sure that everything's, you know, kind of similar, and it's kind of just like, oh, I totally forgot that I did that with this group, not this group. So I got to make sure that I remember that. But also, I do want people to see how hard the actors have been working, because I have seen from, like, because I have other friends who are in the play, and I've seen them, like, outside of school, like, during study hall or whatever, they are working and studying on their lines, and it's really impressive how hard they're putting this work in. Impressive how much work they're putting into this.
Yeah, and that is, it's wonderful to be able to support them in doing that, but to know also that your job is essential. Stage manager is a job that it takes a whole lot of skills. What would you say are some of the key skills that you have that make this something that you want to do?
Definitely patience, a lot of patience. probably also trying to make sure that you also know the script. Because in case if you're helping somebody, like, blocking or whatever, also then if somebody else calls line, you got to be like, oh, that's with this. And instead of, like, saying the line, you can ask them a question, like, if the squire is pacing or something, you can just say, okay, what are you doing? Instead of having me telling them their line so that they can, it'll help remember that.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. So you also are helping them to get into that phase where they're ready to go off book and, you know, be in the moment and moving the show through. So do you work with both the crew and the cast to sort of help that be seamless?
I usually work more with the cast. I'm occasionally backstage. However, during the show, I am on stage. I am a character in the play. But once I'm done with that scene, then I will be backstage, making sure everything's running smoothly and everybody knows what they're doing.
Exactly. And it starts probably back in that makeup room. How many hours before the show opens do you have to be there to get, and how many people are you doing makeup for?
I'm pretty sure we're doing makeup for everyone. We usually have to be there like an hour before the show starts. Yeah, it's kind of a lot of makeup, but...
And how do you practice that? Do you get to try out different looks for the characters and see which you like?
We haven't really started doing that yet, but we're definitely kind of thinking about how we want the makeup to be backstage.
Mm-hmm. And is hair a part of that too then?
I don't think so. I don't really...
Maybe not yet. Russ, jump in. And...
Mostly theater at the middle school level tends to be girl heavy. So there's a lot of girls in the cast and fewer boys, so we have the long hair. So mostly it's tie your hair back. And would you tie your hair back, please? Tie your hair back. As far as the makeup goes, we've not experimented with it yet. We don't know that we'll need a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
So next week is tech week, and it's going to be an interesting and probably pretty fast-moving time for Amira and her crew.
Yep. I would think you've been prepping for that. And what are you hoping that what will make a successful production for you?
I want people to just, like Ella said, like, know how much hard work came into it. And, like, we've been, like, practicing for almost a month now. And, like, all the fun costumes and makeup, obviously. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited for them to see it.
And I would imagine, tell me about getting to know everybody in the cast and crew, because that's certainly one of the great things about being in a production. What experiences have you had with getting to know other kids?
You have to work with a bunch of people who are like lights and sound. who are downstairs, not in the spotlight room with you, so you have to kind of work with them too.
Oh, so you're up in the booth, mm-hmm. and then tell me where the sound folks are then too.
They're downstairs right by the seats, basically, and they're like the soundboard and all that stuff. So we're upstairs in the spotlights where they're working downstairs with the sound and lights.
And there is, I think that Russ mentioned also that there's music in this show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So this is, we need to talk about it.
Yes,
tell us, Ella.
So there's a lot of sound cues from what I've seen in the script, because there's also like for Blind Pew, my character, we're doing thunderbolts at the entrance and exits, which is, that's impressive, but also there's a lot of sound cues, mainly just when we go lights down, then we have the main theme, I guess you could call it, mm-hmm. for when we have the ship scene, which mm-hmm. is going to be a lot of fun. I hope people really like the ship scene.
Mm-hmm. And what has being a part of this production helped teach you about imagination and creativity?
Well, for costumes and makeup, we get to, like, kind of experiment with costumes, and we just kind of, like, see if it'll actually look decent on the person, mm-hmm. and we just get to test out costumes, and it's really fun.
It sounds spectacular. I'll close by having each of you tell us why you think everybody should come and see the show Treasure Island at the Northfield Middle School.
It's our hard work a lot. It's going to be really fun. People have put a lot of energy into it, and I think they should just come to see it.
Exactly.
Also, there's just, like, some really cool scenes where, like, the lights go dark and the pirates just walk mm-hmm. off. And it's, like, really cool, and there's just a ton of cool scenes that they should definitely check out.
And so even if people know the story, right? They've seen the story. This is mm-hmm. your version of the
Our
story.
Our version, yeah. Our it's version. Different, but...
Yeah, it's a lot... It's definitely different from what I remember when I did it, also when I was younger. But also, there's a lot of, like, music cues, and there's a lot of running and action, maybe some cutlass swords.
Oh.
It's just a lot of fun. If you like adventure, if you like mystery, like, definitely the intro, I get chills just with the music. It's impressive.
It sounds like, and Russ, you get to work with these kids every day. I'm finding out how brilliant they are and enthusiastic. You must just be a joy to be with them and to be able to put this together.
I wish I got to work with them every day. Practices are actually Tuesdays and Thursday afternoons. So
oh,
tech
so
week.
You're doing it even in more challenges, having less time.
Yeah, tech week next week is the one time that we actually get to work an entire week straight. But they're right about the kind of mysterious nature of it. We wanted to emphasize maybe some things that you wouldn't see in other stage productions or in film versions. So the treasure itself, for example, actually, as the previous group said, took quite a lot of work to arrange to make it convincing. And I won't give too much of it away, but, you'll need to come and see it.
I am so excited to be able to promote this and to talk about it. I want to thank everybody for being here. I'm just so thrilled. I know you guys all have to get back to school.
We really don't.
You really
Not
don't.
Really.
Not really.
No.
Well, I want to thank your teachers for sharing you with us and mm-hmm. for everybody being able to come and be a part of the show today. And folks, should Treasure Island, Friday, February 17th and Saturday, February 18th at the Northfield Middle School Auditorium. Performances are at 7. Admission is affordable and a delight. I'm so thrilled that they do this. It's a $10 max for families. So you can bring all your kids and I'll see the show for a really reasonable price if you come. Otherwise, it's $5 for adults and $3 for child. And the tickets are purchased on the night of each performance. So you can mm-hmm. come into the middle school and be able to get your tickets that night. You don't even have to get them in advance. So I'm so glad because I there's not enough promotion, I'm going to say, about these great plays that are happening. So it's a thrill for me to be able to highlight this on Art Zany Radio. I think we're going to put on another... Oh, go ahead.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Come and see Treasure Island.
Of course. I'm going to go ahead and put on another pirate song from these Disney's Ultimate Swashbuckler Collection. I think we'll pick... how about Whale of a Tale. Let's see what that one is, and we'll go ahead and get some music going and help people get in the mood to see the production. I'll be right back on Artsany Radio.
Swear by my tattoo, there was Mermaid Minnie. Met her down in Madagascar, she would kiss me anytime that I would ask her. Then one evening, her flame of love blew out. Blow me down and pick me up, she swapped me for a trout.
Got a whale of a tale to tell you, lads, a whale of a tale or two, about the flapping fish and the girls I've loved on nights like this with the moon above. A whale of a tale, and it's all true, I swear by my tattoo.
There was Typhoon Tessie, met her on the coast of Java. When we kissed, I bubbled up like molten lava. Then she gave me the scare of my young life. Blow me down and pick me up, she was the captain's wife.
Got a whale of a tale to tell you, lads, a whale of a tale or two, about the flapping fish and the girls I've loved on nights like this with the moon above. A whale of a tale, and it's all true, I swear by my tattoo.
Then there was Harpoon Hannah, had a look that spelled out danger. My heart quivered when she whispered, I'm there, stranger. Bought her trinkets that sailors can't afford.
Sailors can't afford.
And when I spent my last red cent, she tossed me overboard.
Got a whale of a tale to tell you, lads, a whale of a tale or two, about the flapping fish and the girls I've loved on nights like this with the moon above. A whale of a tale, and it's all true, I swear by my tattoo.
All right, folks, this is Artsany Radio. I'm Paula Granquist, and I want to thank you for tuning in as we celebrated the Treasure Island production at the Northfield Middle School. I am so excited about the future of theater in our community because these kids were fantastic. They were so enthusiastic, experienced for their young age, and it's clearly going to be something they're very proud of. And so I hope that you remember to get your tickets. I also want to remind you about a show we featured a couple weeks ago on Artsany Radio that is opening up this weekend. That is Wrong Window, and that one is at the Paradise Center Community Theater. And that is, we had from the show, Patrick Brocker and some of the other cast members and marketing from that show as well. Again, to show you that all of those roles are incredibly important to a production. And to be able to highlight that, you can always go check out kymnradio.net if you want to hear the rebroadcast of that, learn a little bit about their show, which is about an off-and-on New York couple, Marnie and Jeff, as they enter an even more complicated phase of their relationship when they think they spy their cross-courtyard neighbor doing away with his wife. And they had so much fun telling us about the show. That is at the Paradise Center for the Arts. It opens on Friday the 10th tonight and runs the 11th on Saturday, as well as a Sunday performance at 2 o'clock on the 12th, and then again the following week on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. That is the 16th, 17th, and 18th, and those shows are at 7:30 p.m., all the Friday, Saturday shows, and the Thursday night one the following weekend. There is great tickets available. You can get that at paradisecenterforthearts.org/theater. And this is written by Van Zandt and Millmore, and they pay tribute to the master of horror, Alfred Hitchcock, with his comedy Whodunit. It was absolutely exciting to have them in the studio, and I hope that you always support local theater. Again, that is Wrong Window at the Paradise this weekend. Opens up, and I loved getting to know them as well. Also want to mention my guest from last week on Artsany Radio, Rachel Hannell, and she is the author of Not the Camilla We Knew. And I realized after I did the show that I forgot to mention that she is a creative and nonfiction and journalism professor at Minnesota State University in Mankato. And her first book will be The Last Ones to Let You Down, Memoir of Grave Digger's Daughter, also from the University of Minnesota Press, was a finalist for a Minnesota Book Award. Her essays have been published in print and online in the anthology Love and Profanity, a collection of true, tortured, wild, hilarious, concise, and intense tales of teenage life. That sounds like something I should check out. And many other great articles that she's written. But this book, Not the Camilla We Knew, is so fantastic. I was just engrossed immediately. And even though it's a story about the 70s and how a good girl from St. Peter, Minnesota, transformed from a social worker to a participant in the kidnapping of heiress Patty Hearst and became one of the most wanted domestic terrorists in the United States, it is about her family, her life. It is researched and written in a way that keeps you turning the pages. You want to know what happens. It has these amazing relevant connections to what's happening in today's political world, and it will linger with you. I am amazed at this production and the story that she has put together about Not the Camilla We Knew. You can get more information about that at upress.umn.edu. That is the University of Minnesota Press. They do a spectacular job. If you're interested in anything about, in addition to being about Minnesota, they just do great, thoughtful works. And they have a fiction section, which is, I think, people underrate. It's spectacular. They have a great group up there that do amazing things. Rachel also has a website, Rachel, R-A-C-H-A-E-L, H-A-N-E-L, rachelhannell.com. And she's coming to Content Bookstore. That is on Thursday, February 16th at 7 p.m. That is in-store, but it's also on Facebook Live. But I suggest you come join us down at the bookshop for that. That is contentbookstore.com. It is a spectacular book, Not the Camilla We Knew, One Woman's Path from Small Town America to the Sibionese Liberation Army, SLA, and I got that right this time, folks. I love talking to all these incredible people and sharing their stories with you. And if you are an artist and looking for a way to maybe improve what you're doing, there is a great workshop coming up. The Artist Development Workshops are sponsored by the Northfield Arts Guild and the Paradise Center for the Arts. And they have a session coming up called Making a Living as an Artist. That is on February 16th at 6 p.m. That is at the Red Wing Arts Clay and Creative Center down in Red Wing. And you can get information at redwingarts.org about that, or at northfieldartsguild.org or paradisecenterforthearts.org. And it's a panel discussion with professional artists on a variety of topics. There's going to be a question and answer session and networking opportunities with other artists after each panel discussion. On this featured panel is Lyle McDill of Minneapolis. She does those beautiful clay, brightly colored. I'm sure that if you've come to the Riverfront Fine Arts Festival, you've seen her glorious work. It's so happy, and you can buy things that you can make at home. She does a great job. She loves teaching. Sue Pariseau is a potter. She is going to be there as well. She's from Lanesboro. Also joining them are Gabby Maravellas and Joan Finnegan, also of Lanesboro. Gabby is from Minneapolis, and they are going to talk about this idea of making a living as an artist. And the next session happening is session 4, Grant Writing for Artists. That's on May 18th. I'll remind you as we get closer to that date. That's at 6 p.m. That's at the Paradise Center for the Arts in Faribault. And they are going to be having Cecilia Cornejo of Northfield, Judy Say Willis, and Kelgren Alkiri of Lake City. I hope I got that. I'll have to learn more about that artist. And again, just a really beautiful series. This is a town that supports the arts and the artists. And one way that you can do that is to come to the shows, go to the galleries, take classes, and be a part of the arts. It does make a difference. And I can tell you, it is a lot of fun. And it's a great way to go ahead and make your life just a little brighter, a little bit better, and go ahead and find all kinds of things. Also want to mention Art in City Hall is a new gallery exhibition in Northfield that is at the City Hall, and there's a reception happening. I forgot to write down the town, the time, so I'm going to go ahead. It is right before the Arts and Culture Commission meeting, which is at 6 o'clock on Monday, this upcoming Monday. That would be the 13th, and if you come to City Hall, I'm going to say 5 o'clock. Maybe it's 5:30. Shoot, I wish I would have written that down. Folks, you can come and join us. There are great new works celebrating renewal in Northfield, and that's the theme. There's some beautiful artists. The show is up now, so if you can't come for the opening reception, you can come and see that in City Hall at any time. And we also invite you to join us for the next Arts and Culture Commission at that time as well. So lots of ways to get involved and to broaden your community and be a part of the arts. Folks, this is Art Zany. We love to share stories with you and help you discover ways to reconnect with your imagination. And we always hope that you take some time to enjoy your imagination and add some Art Zany to your life. Until the next time, enjoy that imagination.
Connect and experience art at the Northfield Arts Guild. Visit our galleries, arts festival, and take in a performance at our theater featuring a full season of dramas, comedies, and musicals. The Guild's gift shop showcases unique art from over 100 local and regional member artists. Come enjoy music from the Cannon Valley Regional Orchestra or the 411 Concert Series. We invite you to explore your creativity in one of our classes. All are welcome at the Northfield Arts Guild. To learn how you can be a part, visit northfieldartsguild.org. Or call 507-645-8877.
Weather specialist Bob Matheson has your weather weekday mornings on KYMN.